Castellanos has it, and the Phillies have the National League Championship. They have beaten the Padres 4-3, and they celebrate on their home turf as the Phillies are the 2022 NL champs.
Welcome to Hitting Season Jeopardy. I am your host, Justin Clue, as we explore new realms of Phillies content. With me are three contestants who know their stuff about the Philadelphia Phillies, and we are going to test their knowledge as one of them hacks up a lung on mute on our Zoom call. We'll wait to make sure she is healthy enough to continue.
I don't lie. I'm good. Thanks, guys.
She's feeling great, and she's feeling spry. That's Liz Rocher, everybody.
I have not been sick for 3 days.
Totally
Definitely
well.
Definitely not.
Normal amount of adult health over
there. I look normal. Oh, yeah. Everything's fabulous.
Everything's fine. I think we can all agree. Also with us is John Stolness.
Howdy, hi.
That's how he sounds.
I'm healthy.
And the reliable Mike Robertson also around.
Hi, guys.
We're going to test our knowledge with some Phillies. Well, I feel like I don't need to explain how Jeopardy works. If you're listening to this show, you probably are aware of what
Are
Jeopardy
we in real
is.
Danger?
Yeah, if you understand the rules of Jeopardy, you will be in constant peril the entire time we're playing this game. But yeah, we're going to start with, it's not single Jeopardy, regular normal Jeopardy round. Introducing our topics, fail stars. That is a topic which you will be guessing Phillies All-Stars who did poorly in their appearance in the All-Star game.
Ah.
You can quote me. You will be read a quote by a Phillies figure and have to tell me who said the quote. Philly Killers? Peter Borges. That's right. He's a whole category. The Fanatic.
I hate you.
The Fanatic in film and television. And State of Player, which you will receive a description and have to guess the state from which the player mentioned is from.
Wow.
This is fantastic,
this
Justin.
This is great. Now, we haven't decided how we're going to buzz in here.
No, we haven't. I think.
I'm not exactly sure how that's going to work. I will just.
Hand raise, maybe?
Yeah, I guess we're just going to go with hand raises.
Justin, you'll just have to be the decider.
Yeah. And everyone will just have to, you know, we're all adults here.
Trying to figure out which hand is better. In the, all right.
I'm not holding a vape in one of them.
Now, should we wait until you're done reading the whole question so that you can actually see who raises their hand first?
I think that would be best, given that some people will be hearing this in audio-only format, so hearing the entire question will probably be valuable to them. We're just going to start with John. He'll get to pick the first category since we don't have a champion, since we've never done this before. But we're going to go age before beauty. So, John, why don't you? The board is yours.
I'm exceedingly curious about an entire category of nothing but Peter Borges trivia. So we're going to go with Peter Borges. That's right. He's a whole category for 100.
For 100, Borges started his Phillies career the same week they lost this old closer, this man, to the Mets, and signed their new closer, this other man, from the Yankees. So I'm looking for two names here. Silence.
That says the 100. I'm frightened for the 500.
All right, I'm taking a shot.
That's Mike Robertson.
All right. New closer is David Robertson. That's not right. Nah, I'm already wrong.
Full on wrong. And out of time. The answers were Billy Wagner and Tom Gordon.
Ah, Tom Gordon. I thought I knew Gordon. Billy Wagner, but yeah. Okay. All right, it's still to me then. Let's go. Let's stick with Peter Borges for 200.
Peter Borges for 200. Peter Borges was a kick returner for this formerly prestigious college football program. That's John.
I'm going to guess Miami.
No.
Mike. Nebraska?
No. Elizabeth?
North Dakota State.
Incorrect.
Wow.
At what point was North Dakota State prestigious?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I have no idea.
The answer is, of course, Notre Dame.
So we had the first 200 there.
Me and Liz had the first letter, right? That's got to be a point.
Like Peter Borges most nights, you guys are 0 for 2. John, the board is yours.
All right, so we're all down 200. Is that how this works right now? We're all at negative 200? All
right. Oh, right. I've got to do negative points.
Yeah. All right. Yep.
You're all in the hole.
I'm a little concerned that's how the evening's going to finish up. But let's switch it up. Let's go to You Can Quote Me for 100.
You can quote me for 100. I ain't an athlete, lady. I'm a ball player. John.
Kruk. John Kruk.
Who is John Kruk? Answer in the form of a question. Okay. That's $100 for John.
I'll make sure that I answer in the form of a question moving forward. All right, you can quote me for 200.
You can quote me for 2. The way we're playing right now, anybody who thinks we're a playoff team, they're crazy. Elizabeth.
Gene Mock.
No.
Wow.
That's going to be my answer to all of these. Just
Mike
to let
Robertson.
You know.
Yeah, you know there's going to be one. Girardi.
Incorrect. Yeah.
Good guess.
John.
I'll say Larry Boa.
Also incorrect. The correct answer is Billy Wagner.
Man, I thought that was going to be a manager.
I thought you would all. That's a good point. To be honest, I did not remember the answer to that and was like, oh, wait, I have no way of knowing if I forget an answer. I have no idea if they're saying that. So this is just memory. All right, we're all going further into the hole.
This is fantastic. All right. You can quote me for 300.
300. I didn't come here for this. Mike.
Papelbon.
That would be our old friend, Jonathan Papelbon.
Yep.
Mike, the board's yours.
Let's go with Philly Killers for 100.
For $100, booing fans were powerless to stop this previously suspended Brewers menace from hitting 3 homers in one night at Citizens Bank Park in 2014. That would be Mike.
Ryan Braun.
That is Ryan Braun.
Now, point of order, Mike was raising his hand before your question.
No, you're right. You're right.
Totally fine for now, but I just wanted to make the listeners who are listening on the podcast aware of that. So there you go.
All right. And in my defense, then, even if we hadn't counted that, all 3 of you raised your hands simultaneously. Have no idea, again, how to do that. But all right, let's move on. The board is Mike's.
Phillies Killers for 200.
For $200, Scott Fransky got caught on a hot mic demanding to know why the Phillies couldn't get this guy out, saying he stinks. Jesus Christ.
What the hell is his name?
That would be Mike.
I mean, I better get this. Scott Hairston.
Scott Hairston, ladies and gentlemen.
That is Mike's brand right there. Come on. Any Scott Fransky question is completely tilted towards Mike. Let's not kid ourselves.
I can see his stupid face in my head, Scott Hairston.
All right, let's keep going here for 3.
For $300, this Hall of Famer tuned up Philly's pitching with a .738 slugging percentage against them for his career. Now his son has picked up the baton with a .977 OPS against them in 13 games. That's John.
I'm going to say Vlad Guerrero and Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Vlad Guerrero is correct. Excellent job.
All right.
Board is John's.
Let's go for Philly Killers 400.
$400. This guy fucking sucks.
Could be anyone.
Yeah, I don't know that we can. I'm afraid there's just too many guys out there to try and make a guess at this one.
Come on, you guys, just throw a guess out. Eric. That's Liz.
Shea Sutley.
Why the hell would?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
That was the worst possible answer.
No, John.
Barry Bonds.
No.
I misunderstood. I thought this was a quote because of the last question.
So did I. That's what I was doing.
Okay, good. Thank God. All right. I'm so glad that I'm not the only one who made that mistake.
Oh, now I understand, though. This guy sucks. It means he's a guy who is not a good player but always kills the Phillies.
This is the guy we think sucks. Yes.
Oh, what is his name?
Well, we both guessed, so it was Mike, right?
Yeah, still stuck on the quotes.
God damn it.
There's got to be somebody who fucking sucks.
You know who this is. Everyone knows who this is.
I'm just going to guess. Nah. I'm going to guess Chipper Jones would be wrong.
Incorrect. Liz, who did you think it was?
Is it Rod Barajas?
It is not. It is Cody Ross.
Oh, that guy.
Billy Killer Cody Ross. scarring our memories.
To be fair, I was also right.
All right, board is Mike's. John's.
I think it's mine. I think it's mine still.
Board is John's.
Let's finish up Philly Killers for $500.
For $500, starting on opening day for you guys aren't going to get this one. I'm sorry.
No.
For a Canadian team, four starts in 1982 saw this man, who I assume was named after Captain America, log a 169 ERA against the Phillies. At least Major League Baseball wound up killing the team he played for.
Oh, I'll get this one.
Mike.
Steve Rogers.
That is Steve Rogers.
Oh, good pull. Former Expo. Yeah. Ooh. All right.
Or you could just know Captain America's name.
That
exactly.
Helped.
That's why
that
I put that
lot.
Part in
yeah.
there. Because.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Oh, that is. I didn't even catch that.
All right, Mike.
Mike is killing us. Mike's at 700 in the plus side. I'm at negative 400 and Liz is at negative
I'm just happy to be here.
I stopped guessing. That was helping me a lot. So yeah. let's go fail stars for 100.
Fail stars for $100 with two outs. This Nazi memorabilia collector couldn't get out of the first inning. That's Liz.
Kurt Schilling.
That would be Kurt Schilling.
Hey, negative 700.
Yeah, 1999. I'm going to get these, your faces block the questions sometimes.
Yeah,
Liz!
Me too. I've seen that. Yeah, me too.
For the first time tonight, the board is yours.
I'll take fail stars for 200.
Fail stars for $200. This lefty made people howling mad when he gave up a walk with a wild pitch before letting Carlos Delgado single in a run in a game the NL would lose by a run. Liz.
Oh God. No, I forgot it. No, is it Randy Wolf?
It is Randy Wolf, 2003.
Oh, context clues.
Jumping ahead of John here. Board is yours.
I'll take the Fanatic in film and television for
$100. It's a fake Fanatic that shows up in this World Series-based episode, but only because the creators didn't want to pay to use the real one, just like how they couldn't say Holiday Inn. That's Mike.
Always Sunny.
That is Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mm.
Man.
Mike, the board's yours.
Oh, you dear.
Let's go for the Fanatic for 200.
Fanatic for 200. The Fanatic claims to be a king from an undersea world in his one scene in one episode of this classic Tina Fey comedy. That's John.
30 Rock?
30 Rock.
All right. Gosh. I needed to get on the good side there. Let's go with... give me You Can Quote Me for 400.
You can quote me. Nope, I got to. Well, hang on.
Oh, boy.
I'm moving you guys out of the way. For $400, if a horse won't eat it, I don't want to play on it. That's John.
Is that Tug McGraw?
It is not.
Dang it.
Is it someone who's dead?
Mike.
I think I just read this for some reason. Is it Dick Allen?
It is Dick Allen.
Yeah. Ah! I do not know why I just read that for some reason. But
Mike is destroying us.
Did we think he wouldn't?
No,
I assumed both of you guys would beat the shit out of me. I'm here just to have fun.
No, I'm here for blood.
I'm a little annoyed at myself. I'll be honest with you.
Much easier when you don't expect yourself to win.
Exactly. You can quote me for 5. Let's close that one out.
Closing out, you can quote me. Most one-run games are lost, not won. I'll give you a hint. This name has been answered incorrectly already tonight. John.
Boa?
Incorrect. If it makes you feel any better, I often forget to subtract points when you guys give a wrong answer. Mike!
I do appreciate that.
I'm going to assume it's Gene Mock.
It is Gene Mock.
Just because we knew you were getting a Gene Mock quote in this thing at some point.
Yeah, there.
Yeah, Mock in there somewhere.
As I said.
Yep. Let's do Peter Porges again.
Back to Peter.
Why?
This is a fun one.
No, it's not.
Back to Peter for $300. In Peter's blandly surreal profile in the Philadelphia Daily News, what did Peter's baseball scout father say that Peter had always loved growing up?
The green, green grass of home. Not my answer.
Guys, I'm serious. Don't think too hard. Like, barely think at all. Liz.
Is it baseball?
Guys, it's baseball.
Oh. Who can answer that?
Woo! I'm at 0, baby.
This is back at even, and the board is hers.
I'm about to go back into negatives. Let's go to fail stars for 500.
Fail stars for 500. The Phillies had two guys in the first ever All-Star game in 1933. Chuck Klein, who hit third and singled as part of an NL rally, and this shortstop who went 0 for 2 with a strikeout and grounded into a double play. I also had told myself to replace this question. I apologize. You will not get it. Do you guys want to skip to the part where you don't get it?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Mike?
No, I got nothing.
It's Dick Bartel.
Not even like a fun nickname.
No, I don't even know why. I have no idea why. Sometimes when I was making this, I was just like, yeah, that's a good one. And then was like, no, we're doing this for fun. This is
fun. That's right. That's right.
Like one of us is a secret Dick Bartel head.
They're called dickheads, Mike.
That was true. We would be committing whoever that is right now to a mental institution. I will take state of player for 100.
State of player for $100. Dane Sardina's home state, and I guess Shane Victorino. Guys. Liz was Liz. Yeah, okay.
Oh, the question wasn't up. So none of us are seeing it, I don't think. It's Hawaii.
What is Hawaii? In fact, that's an easy one. Elizabeth?
State of player.
State of player for two. Alec Bohm has the hair of a SoCal surf bro, but he's actually a child of the plains, hailing from the same state as Richie Ashburn. John.
Nebraska.
What is Nebraska?
How did I know that?
Let's go the Fanatic in film and television for 300.
For $300, the Fanatic showed up on this reality show about a large amount of children that I think was the dawn of the Karen haircut, probably because Shane Victorino was friends with the douchebag dad. John.
No. It's not Survivor, is it?
A lot. It is not Survivor. Liz.
It's John and Kate plus 8.
It is John and Kate plus 8.
Oh my gosh, he was on that show.
This is my shining moment.
Shane. Yeah. Wow.
I've never watched a moment of that show, but I do know that the douchebag dad is from the area.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Something I'm sure we all wish we could forget. I will take fail stars for 300.
For $300. This backstop got the final at bat of a one-run game in his only All-Star appearance as a Philly and went 0 for 1.
Can you see me, Justin, waving?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I was moving you guys around. Sorry. Go ahead.
Was it Ozzie Virgil?
No. Again, this is what I forgot, but it is not Ozzie Virgil. I don't remember that at all.
It's Dick Bartel.
It's not Dick Bartel. I'm subtracting points for that.
Is it Carlos Ruiz?
You know what? Let's find out.
Lance Parrish.
Never.
Wow. He made an All-Star team. That's right.
Now, when I put them questions like that in there, John, I am putting them in there for you.
Yeah, no, I know.
Just you.
I want everybody who's listening to the podcast, not watching the video, to understand that Mike is 1600, Liz has 100, and I'm at negative 1100 right now.
I'm gonna review the scores at the break. Don't worry.
I'm upset with myself. This is not fun for me right now. I'm very upset with myself.
John, do you have a beer?
No, I don't, and that's the problem.
I was just gonna say, let's all loosen up.
I'm out of beer.
I think it's Elizabeth.
Sure, I'll take it. State of player for 300.
For $300, Dominic Brown was born in a town called Zephyr Hills. In this powerhouse of baseball talent that's produced other Phillies such as Roman Quinn, Zach Eflin, and Nick Castellanos. Liz.
Is it Florida?
It is Florida.
I only knew that from Eflin. I don't think I even knew where Castellanos is from.
Yeah, I didn't know.
I didn't know that either, but... Almost every baseball player comes from a team.
That was a big pile of guys. Yes.
Researching this category, I realized every Phillies player is either from California, Florida, or Nebraska.
Nevada. A couple guys from Nevada.
Oklahoma. How does anyone make it out of there? Anyway, I'll take fail stars for 400.
For $400, the NL starting pitcher, this legend, faced five AL All-Stars in 1955 before he recorded his first out and even threw a wild pitch past Ted Williams. John.
Robin Roberts?
It is Robin Roberts.
All right.
You're back out of the quadruple digits of negative.
All Fantastic.
Small victories.
Yeah. All right, let's finish up fail. Oh no, we did fail stars. All right. Let's go. Let's Peter Borges for $400.
For $400, this is one of the daily doubles.
Oh! All right.
Now, what is the rule on if you're in the negatives? What can you bet?
I was told there would be no math.
You can bet up to, I think, $2,000 if you are in negative points.
All right.
That's just off the top of my head. That might be a lie. But
What do you want to bet? Don't read the question.
Yeah, well, that's I'm trying not to.
It's way too late for that. it's been up here for the 60 seconds now.
I'll go with 500 because I think I have a decent guess at this, but I'm not 100% sure.
Pete McKinnon said he'd never batted a pitcher eighth before, but on April 20th, 2016, he hit a joint and said, fuck it, let's do it. Peter Borges was dropped into the ninth spot, and what Phillies starting pitcher hit before him?
I'll go Jeremy Hellickson.
Jeremy Hellickson is the answer.
What a pull.
Nice.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
You said 500, right?
Yes, I did. That was right.
All right. Inching closer to even.
Man, oh man, I pulled that one out. All right. Woo! Let's finish up Peter Borges.
Peter Borges for 500. This is the number of games in a row in which Peter Borges reached base safely in July 2016, all while batting 400.
I remember writing about this on The Good Fight.
I have no idea.
22.
Wow. Never gosh.
Peter Borges reached base safely 22 times in a row in July 2016. Games in a row. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not times.
That's insane.
We should definitely look up to see if there are any articles from that time. Telling us, you know, we might really have something with this Peter Borges guy.
Oh, I know I wrote something like that. I know for a fact I did.
Why was
he
playing 22 games in July of 2016?
Because they acquired him to play.
He was a Rule 5 pick. No, they had to keep him. No. He didn't have anybody else. Are you going to throw Delman Young out there? I mean, come on.
That might 2016, I think, was the...
Tyler Goodell?
Was that the 100?
Oh, that was Goodell,
that was the 99 loss season?
Gadelfia. Yeah, right. 16, I think, was the low point. Yes.
Yeah, Tech 16 was the worst. Yeah, that was the worst.
Yeah, the 99 loss season, because I was at what was almost game 100.
Yeah, yeah. All right. State of player for 400.
For $400, Phillies general manager. Yes, they do currently have a general manager. Sam Fold was born in this New England state, which is probably known more for the school there that Matt Klentak attended and not so much as a hotbed for baseball talent. Liz.
Is it New Hampshire?
Guys, it's New Hampshire.
Oh, man. All right.
Well done, Liz.
He went to Brown.
He did not. He went to Dartmouth.
I remembered the state. I always knew it was one of those Ivy Leagues that's on the lower tier. That's
it's not fair that Liz worked at Yale for forever. I mean, she's in that world.
Yeah, that's what's not fair about that. Not how little they paid me or how much overtime I had to work.
Correct. Well,
somebody's asking
it's
questions
definitely
about
that.
Dick Bartel in 2023. Three answers
Dick
left.
Dick Bartel's family wouldn't have even known the answer to that one, man.
Elizabeth, the board is yours.
The Fanatic in Film and Television for $400.
For $400, Tom Burgoyne gave me a scoop that The Fanatic was going to appear on this spinoff of The Goldbergs. It was a tip I did not use in my reporting.
The Goldbergs had a
spin-off. I was going to say there's a spinoff for the Goldbergs.
This is why the show was canceled.
I think I remember hearing about the show and, you know, all right. I don't think any of us know.
It was called Schooled. It was about the girlfriend of the son on Goldbergs coming back after high school and being a teacher at the school.
Oh, that's dumb.
Tim Meadows was in it.
And the ghost of Dick Bartel.
And the ghost of Dick Bartel, right. Of course. Elizabeth, it's still yours.
The Fanatic in Film and Television
for $500. Just before Christmas 1994, The Fanatic was kidnapped on this show by a guy named Top Grunge. Elizabeth.
This is going to sound insane. Is this Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Girl, you know it is. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
That's a huge pull. Wow, look at Liz. She's, man, oh man, coming back.
You have any idea how much I played that PC game in like between 1990 and like 1995?
Wow.
All the time. All the time. All right, let's close it out.
For $500, in the late 60s, Larry Jackson spent the last 3 years of his career with the Phillies, after which he returned to his home state, a place that's produced only 32 big league baseball players in history, according to Baseball Almanac, which is known for its trout fishing and precious stones. John.
Alaska?
No.
No, that was my guess, so thank God. Precious stones and trout fishing. Yeah, I'm not going to guess.
Yeah, I have a guess. It's in the area. I don't know which one, though. So, pass.
Correct answer.
Wisconsin?
Where is Idaho?
No one knows.
Originally, yeah. I had potatoes, but I just felt that made it too obvious.
Yeah, that's a $100 question if you're going to throw a potato in it.
All right. Well, at the end of the first round, we've got John at -$700. Liz climbing out of the hole with $1,300, and Mike making an early lead at $1,600. Going to take a quick break here to get to. Oh, my God. I never hit record.
Oh,
wait. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
It's recording at the top. Yeah. I can see it. You yes, can pull the audio off the video if you don't have it.
Oh, my God. I was so almost, mad for a
That's
second.
A moment of panic right there. Oh,
Jesus
my goodness.
Christ, man. I'm a sick woman.
Yeah. All right. Now that we're just taking a quick break here, get to know our contestants a bit. Now, John, I hear you have a large dog.
I do. It's a larger than normal dog. We have an English Springer Spaniel. His name is Scout. He's about 20 pounds larger than a normal English Springer Spaniel, but he's not fat. He just has lots of, he's just big boned. His daddy was that way.
That's fascinating. A dog really is not fat. Liz, you recently started watching Yellow Jackets after having it recommended to you. Are you typically an adult who succumbs to peer pressure?
Actually, I am constantly an adult who succumbs to peer pressure. I'm easily convinced and very gullible.
That's interesting. And Mike, this is the first time you've revealed that you do have a human face. How do you feel it's going?
Hopefully this will finally prove that I am two announcers.
Honestly, if Scott Bransky and Larry Anderson had a baby,
yes,
it might look like you.
So would the insides.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, then in Double Jeopardy, again, John at -$700, Liz at $1,300, Mike at $1,600. Our categories for Double Jeopardy are Most Valuable Phillies, that is a category about Phillies who have won the Most Valuable Player Award, The Vet, that's pretty self-explanatory, Broadcast Legends, someone might excel at that more than others.
He's cracking his knuckles.
Walk It Off, which is about Phillies walk-offs. Managerisms, very much like the You Can Quote Me category, but specifically for managers. And the Astros Suck. Just a category I thought would be fun for all of us.
Oh, yeah.
It's just factually correct.
Yep.
Mike, as our leader and a man with a face, you get to pick first.
Let's go with The Vet for $200.
Yeah.
For $200. The Phillies beat the Expos 4-1 in the first game at Veterans Stadium, and this pitcher, one of the few with his number retired by the team, got the win. Mike.
Jim Bunning.
Who is Jim Bunning?
And he was sauced that day. They retired his number.
Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. Anyway, go ahead.
Vet for four.
For $400, this pitcher who threw a no-hitter for the Phillies took the loss in the final game at the Vet. Not when he threw his no-hitter. John.
Is that Kevin Millwood?
That is Kevin Millwood.
Oh, God, really?
I didn't know that either. Yeah. Let's do the Vet for six.
For $600 in 1979, a cashier supervisor in the Vet parking lot successfully pulled off his plan to do this, which he turned into a book published in 2020.
Oh.
Mike.
Is that the guy that lived in the Vet?
What is live in a secret apartment? Yes. In the stadium.
Yes. I was trying to think. I know what this place looks like in my head. Why?
Yeah. Still, yeah. Vet for eight.
For $800, this recording artist brought her Who's That Girl World Tour to Veterans Stadium in 1987. Elizabeth.
Is that Madonna?
Girl, I wrote that question just for you. It is Madonna.
Just for me. It's my turn. Let's go with the Astros suck for $200.
For $200, this team famously cheated in 2017 and will be forever remembered for doing so despite its fan base comprised entirely of screaming babies wanting to move on. That's John.
I'm going to go with the Houston Astros.
Folks, that's the Astros. Correct.
Let's sprinkle those throughout. That was great.
I appreciate you guys letting me have that one. Let's go with the Astros suck for $400.
For $400, this cranky rich old fart never shut the fuck up during the 2022 World Series, then had a full-on meltdown the first time he was heckled. Mike.
Mattress Mac.
That would be Mattress Mac.
That really got me. I don't know why. delivery was great.
Yeah.
Astros for six.
For $600, due to inclement weather, Astros fans began pissing and shitting themselves over the fact that Citizens Bank Park didn't have one of these. John.
A dome.
What would be a roof? We're going to count that because your score is terrible.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
The board is yours.
Let's stick with the Astros for eight.
For $800, with quivering hands, this dipshit national writer wrote a column during the 2022 World Series claiming that the Astros didn't deserve what Phillies fans were going to do to them in Philadelphia.
I don't remember who the fuck this was.
Oh, my God. We talked about it.
Who was this dipshit? This famous dipshit who doesn't deserve
John.
A job.
I'm going to lose my positives number for this, but was it Richard Justice?
It was not. And you have enough positives that... Oh, no, right. It's
no,
Jefferson.
I don't.
Oh, wait.
Mike.
Is it Nightingale?
It is not Nightingale.
Oh.
That was going to be my guess.
Yeah.
No.
Who's the other one?
Oh, come on.
Oh,
Liz.
I know who it is. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, is it Buster? Is it Buster?
It is
Rowley?
Not Buster.
No, it's Heyman.
It's Heyman, right?
It is John Heyman. Yeah.
I constantly forget he has like an actual grown-up boy job now with the New York Post.
Yeah.
Which fucking hired him for some reason. Remember when he was doing stuff for FanRag?
I do remember that.
Yes.
That was.
And then for a long time, literally did not have a job. Did not have a writing job and is now working for the New York Post. I just want to say that so everyone knows that's what happened. Fuck that guy.
Just has a lot of connections.
Those tweets aren't going to misspell themselves, Liz.
I can name literally 50 people, including a number of people I do not like or respect, who could do that job better than him.
Including me.
Including you. Both of you. Yes.
That was more a joke about her not liking or respecting me. Not
yes,
me.
I famously
touting,
hate Justin and thinks he's a shit. I think he's a shithead all the time.
Patting myself.
I talk about it constantly.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how you don't know that.
It's a source of friction.
I edit out about 2 hours of her doing that from every episode of every podcast.
Yeah, I really do hate him. Who has the board?
You do.
Sure, yeah, I'll take it. Most valuable Phillies for $200.
For $200, this is the only guy to win the NL MVP award multiple times in a Phillies uniform. John.
Mike Schmidt.
That would be Mike Schmidt. Let's give you your points there. All
please
right.
Do.
The board is yours.
Let's stick with valuable Phillies for $400.
For $400, as MVP in 2006, Ryan Howard won his first Silver Slugger out of this many in his career.
I could guess a number, but
yeah,
Elizabeth,
I'll guess a number six.
Incorrect. Mike.
Two.
Incorrect. John.
I'll say five.
Incorrect. The answer is one.
Wow.
Really? Because of pool.
I keep forgetting there's a better first baseman. Yeah. I was just trying to think in my head. All right. How many years was he really good? And then I forgot. That just because he was really good doesn't mean someone wasn't better.
Yeah. All right. Let's stick with most valuable Phillies for six.
For $600, in 1950, Jim Constantine was named MVP after not leading the league in batting average, slugging percentage, and OPS, unlike this Cardinals Hall of Famer who was the runner-up. John.
Is that Musial?
Who is Stan Musial?
Yeah. Thank you for putting the old fart questions in here. I do appreciate that.
I got questions in here for every one of you guys.
You do. You're beautiful.
You're the best.
Let's do most valuable for eight.
For $800, Jimmy Rollins would go on to win three more gold gloves after his MVP season, but his last all-star appearance was somehow this season. I made quite a stink when I realized this, and a lot of people I don't think realized it either. I put it on Twitter a couple. John.
Is it 2006?
It is not.
I don't like keeping my number in positive territory.
I would guess, but I don't want to lose. I don't.
Yeah, me either. But I think John's in the ballpark.
The answer, John, is
it's 08, isn't it?
So in the ballpark. It's 05. I am staggered. I was just as staggered about the Ryan Howard thing as I was about Rollins.
Who were good shortstops in the National League in the
Reyes? Reyes was in there.
We have such an outsized view of some of Kulo. Our favorite stars, I think.
Yeah.
All right, let's finish.
Dick Bartel.
Everyone's new favorite player, Dick Bartel.
Most valuable for $1,000. Let's finish it up.
For $1,000, this man was named MVP by a gushing selection committee who noted that if the man ever gets any better, he'll be perfect.
Ash.
Who is Chuck Klein?
Chuck Klein. I was going to say Chuck Klein. Golly, I just wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if you ever won an MVP. All right, let's do the vet for $1,000.
Let me just move all your faces out of the way. For $1,000, sculptor Joe Brown's work, a ball player having just swung a bat, was on display outside the vet, bearing this deeply creative one-word title.
No idea.
I didn't know
we
they
all
had titles.
Know what it could be.
What is batter?
Batter.
I was going to say hitter.
I was going to say hitter. Homer.
Yeah. I didn't know those things had titles.
Neither did I.
No, I didn't either.
As long as we're taking Wikipedia as a trusted source, they apparently do.
They're never wrong. I'm avoiding broadcast legends plague right now. Let's go with broadcast legends for $200.
Ah, yes.
For $200, like Harry Callis, this Phillies broadcaster began his career in the Lone Star State. Also like Harry Callis, he left and never went back.
I'm not going to answer.
Elizabeth.
Is that Scott Fransky?
Who is Scott Fransky?
I got one in the broadcast legends category.
Crap. I added that to Mike's score.
It's pre-baked in.
Yeah.
Liz, the board is yours.
Mine. Managerisms for two.
For $200, there's no pressure in baseball. Pressure is when the doctor is getting ready to cut you, take your heart out, and put it on a table.
That's not how surgery works.
I was going to say.
Which Phillies manager do you think got surgery but doesn't know how surgery works?
There have been a lot of those guys.
Elizabeth?
Is it Larry Boa?
It is not Larry Boa.
Yeah, I gotta say.
I bet it's obvious.
John,
I'll say Charlie Manuel.
You will say Charlie Manuel, and you will be correct.
I overthought it.
Yeah.
I overthought it.
All right. Let's stick with, let's do walk it off for two.
$200, this large Dodgers second baseman beefed an easy grounder in May 2022 that allowed Garrett Stubbs and Roman Quinn to score the tying and winning runs. John.
Max Muncy.
That is Max Muncy, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I remember that
always,
one. Right.
Always with a quip, but not that day.
Not that day. let's do walk it off for $400.
We all know Eric Bruntlett's glove and jersey are in the Hall of Fame after his game-ending unassisted triple play against the Mets. This future Philly hit the line drive that landed in Bruntlett's glove.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Mike. I used to know this question.
Francoeur.
Yeah, Frank Gore is the answer. Yeah. Stood there licking the inside of his mouth in frustration.
As one does.
As one does.
Did we finish the Astros sucker?
No.
We did not. There's one more.
I'll take the last one.
For $1,000, despite their reputation as whiny, spineless, self-pitying worm babies, this Astros fan is actually pretty okay. Mike.
The guy who threw the beer at Ted Cruz.
Incorrect, but incorrect.
Yeah,
but.
you might have to give him points for that, though.
Yeah.
No, that's not how that works. I feel like this is a trick question.
Yeah, I don't know who this would be.
This is a trick question.
So here's the problem. Mike answered what I should have made the answer. I apologize, Mike, but the answer is just kidding. It's none of them.
And let's be clear. The guy who threw the beer at Ted Cruz did not go to the parade to do that. He went there to celebrate the Astros winning the World Series.
Justin, I think you made that same exact joke on one of the last times we did another podcast. And I just stole your joke.
Well, I care about the planet. We have to recycle everything, including jokes.
That's right.
Says me, right? Let's do broadcast 4-4.
For $400. God damn it. This member of the Phillies broadcast team got his real estate license one offseason and once auditioned to be the Fanatic. John.
Is that Greg Murphy?
That is Greg Murphy. If you read a fantastic profile on the man entitled More Than a Minute with Murph.
It was pretty good.
By Justin Clue.
Yeah. It was great.
Yeah, it was a good one. Let's go walk it off for six.
For 600. So we know who hit the line drive that Eric Brutlett caught for his unassisted triple play, but this less remembered man was the final out of the play.
Glad we guessed these in order or picked these in order.
Good point.
Wait, this was 2009.
Frank Gore was, I have no idea.
Anybody?
No idea.
That was our old pal, Daniel Murphy.
Oh, wow.
Hey, fuck that guy, too.
Yeah.
Let's go walk it off for eight.
$800. I got to stop moving you guys up there. This Phillies catcher hit what's called an ultimate grand slam to beat the Mets in April 1983, hitting a bases loaded walk off homer when the Phillies were down 3 runs. John.
Bo Diaz.
Man, I was hoping you'd get that.
Hey, we're tied.
This is a ball game.
The ball game now.
Now, I would like to say I should have gotten points for that Astros question because I did say it was a trick question.
You did say it was a trick question, but Elizabeth, on regular Jeopardy, do the contestants get points without ringing in?
No. In regular Jeopardy, it's not you.
True enough.
It's not you doing it, and we're not on Zoom. I'd be in a studio.
All right. Let's finish off. Walk it off for $1,000.
For $1,000 in 1893, a Phillies season we're all familiar with intimately, this man hit both a leadoff home run and a walk-off home run, the first player to ever do so. Here's an extra hint I didn't include in this. He has the same name as a baseball player for the Cincinnati Reds.
Oh!
Mike.
Sorry, but Billy Hamilton.
Billy Hamilton.
Which I only know because I was trying to find out what the record of most runs in a season was after Trey Turner scored the first time in spring training. So
you are so easy. Look at you. Yeah. You're so easy.
Don't think
no
much.
Kidding.
Let's do broadcast 4-6.
For 600, this is a daily double. Again, I forget to stop. I got to stop.
How much would you like to wager?
I will bet $1,000.
$1,000. It was Harry, it was Whitey, and it was this man who made up the broadcast team that brought us Phillies games for 21 years.
Andy Musser?
Andy Musser is correct. Oh, I got to edit this.
Good stuff. Oh, that was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big one. Good pull. I would have said Chris Wheeler.
That's where I was doing the math. I was trying to figure out if that was going to be another trick, one of those classic Justin
trick questions. Yep. Justin, it's gone. The trick master.
I loved Andy Musser's. It's gone.
Let's do broadcasts for eight.
For $800, this broadcaster was viewed as Harry's heir apparent for a while until he pissed enough people off. Don't worry, you can still hear his most famous home run call on a beer opener. John.
Who is Scott Graham?
Scott Graham is the answer.
He did it! He did it!
I mean, that man is freaking the
That's
hell
the Todd
out.
Pratt walk-off
That's
against
a great
the Red
game.
Sox.
It's
one of the best
game.
Best baseball games I've ever seen in my life, that game in 2003. Game. That was amazing. All right, let's finish off broadcast legends for $1,000.
For $1,000, it's not easy to replace a popular local legend, but this broadcaster did it, despite complaints that he was, quote, a straightaway announcer lacking animation. John.
Go Tom McCarthy.
Incorrect. You guys thought I was tricking you before.
Oh, you know what?
Elizabeth.
My hand is up. Is it Harry Callis?
It is. Harry Callis replacing Bill Campbell.
Yeah, you're right.
I remember reading that in that biography that I thought was poorly done.
I just said that to Justin.
I guess I brought it up with two different groups of people. That I read part of that book.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That book, that, I'm sorry. I do I still even have it, or did I leave it behind in Ohio because I hated it so much? I was really glad to learn about Harry Callis, but man, a third grader wrote that book. That was a book report.
I have the exact same thoughts. That's hysterical. Yes.
It was so bad. I just forcing myself to read it for so, because I'd had it for so long.
Yeah.
And I just read it and like, well, this was a waste of my time, except I did get points for answering it here.
Yep.
There you go.
Full circle.
It was good for something. Managerisms for four.
Our other daily double. How much would you like to wager?
Oh, I know this one.
She's going to read the question first.
I'm blocking it with your faces.
It doesn't work like that.
No.
It's impossible to be read.
I disagree.
What's happening?
Liz, you got
to. You have a daily double, Liz.
Oh, that was me. Sorry. I guess it did work. I was waiting for someone to answer in because I didn't know it. And then I realized it's a daily double. All right. I'm going to bet zero because I don't know it. And I'm just going to freely admit that because I didn't get points for that question I answered right.
Tell her, John.
Well, where is he allowed to go? It's Dallas Green.
That shrieking harpy Dallas Green.
Screaming at an umpire after Pete Rose was called out for running out of the baseline.
Where's he allowed to go? Yeah, that makes sense.
Where's he allowed to go?
Ah, look, my score is safe. Managerisms for $600.
For $600, not only do squats build muscle in the quadriceps, hamstrings, and calves, they also allow for the release of testosterone and growth hormone, providing a highly anabolic environment for all other areas to grow when trained. John!
Who is Gabe Kapler?
That'd be our friend, Gabe the Babe.
Yes, sir.
That man was the Phillies manager.
Oh, he gave us so much. Hey,
no,
listen, friend of the podcast, two-time guest on Hit and Season. No bad words for Gabe Kapler.
He thanked me. He congratulated me on my engagement and wedding. Wedding on the day of, which was weird.
That guy was a complicated human being. Let me just put it that way.
And I once yelled at him on the phone.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that was an interesting era.
Oh my God.
Managerisms for eight.
For $800, he promised me he was going to hit a lot of doubles. He's starting to piss me off with all these homers.
I have no idea who that is, but that's funny. No idea.
No.
That is our old pal, Jim Fregosi.
I wonder who he was talking about.
Well, the trick of that question is he was actually talking about a guy on the Blue Jays, but it still counts as a quote for him. But remember, he was manager of the Blue Jays after 93.
That was wrong. Let's finish it up for 1,000 managerisms.
Our last answer, unhelpful silence. Liz.
That's Joe Girardi.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
But
oh, no.
It is correct.
Mike.
Sandberg.
That would be Ryan Sandberg.
It could be either.
Well, that wraps up Double Jeopardy as well.
Oh, man.
Since I'm screen sharing, I'm going to stop the share so I can ask the final Jeopardy question. But before I do, I will give you the final Jeopardy category.
All right.
As they do on the show. The category is world fucking champions.
Okay.
Let me know what you want to wager as soon as you're ready.
Well, I mean, Michael's got us by quite a bit. He's got 4,000. What do I have? 1,300?
You have 1,300. Liz has 900.
Yeah. So I feel like, you know, Liz and I need to bet it all. So I'm going to go the full 13 on for me.
All right. John's betting it all. Mike?
Trying to do the math. I want to make this sporting.
Oh, thanks.
No, I'll bet. What's John got? I'll bet 1,400.
1,400. And
Elizabeth? Once you make this sporting, I will bet everything.
So bet all 900 of her dollars.
All 900. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Our final question is our final answer is, after Chase Utley's famous quote during the 2008 World Series celebration, this teammate of his said, "I would have dropped an F-bomb too, but I didn't feel like it was appropriate because my kids were in the stands." And instead of the Jeopardy music, I don't know what I've done. I'm sorry. Now I've gone full screen. All right, there well, we go.
Instead how are we gonna are we writing it down?
Instead, no, just think of it and tell me when the song I'm about to play is over.
But we got to write it down so that somebody doesn't take the answers that we have, right?
Oh, right. Okay.
Let's all be adults and just promise we're going to say what we
all right. Well,
also,
I'll do the honor
also,
system.
Also, yeah, honor I, system. I forgot. You're not going to hear the song I was going
to
play anyway. So why don't we just
play it
why don't we just say the name?
First. Yeah. Why don't we just all like, does everyone have an answer right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mike?
I don't think I do, but that's okay. I will take a guess. So yes, I have a guess.
Elizabeth, you have an answer?
I'll think of someone by the time we get there.
All right, then we're going to start with John. You want me to read the answer again?
Nope, I know it. Well, I don't know it, but who said that they would have said the same thing except their kids were in the stands? I'm going to say Jason Wirth.
Jason Wirth is incorrect.
All right.
You are down to zero, my friend. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, it's true to life.
I was going to say J-Roll.
J-Roll is incorrect, taking you down to 2,600. Barely a whisper of a lead. Elizabeth, your answer.
I'm trying to think who was on the Phillies at that point that would have spoken after Utley, who, you know, would have kids that age. Is it Jamie Moyer?
Jamie Moyer is a terrific guess. They have so many children.
They have a lot of children.
It is also
incorrect.
Incorrect.
I knew it wasn't right because he wouldn't speak after Chase, but I'm just trying to think who the hell it was.
Who did speak after Chase? Besides
the answer
Rollins?
To the question was, and this was not him giving a speech. This was him just saying later.
Yeah, afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I remember somebody saying this. I do. I remember like in an interview afterwards or something. Yeah.
The answer is, who is Brett Myers?
Oh, the guy. Oh, because he is a family man.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Noted family man and singer of the country song Yoga Pants, Brett Myers. Guess what that song's about. You know.
That's amazing.
It's about
fitness.
Did Myers speak at the parade? I don't remember.
No, it was
yeah.
I have a feeling Brett Myers did not speak.
Right. That's my guess. Yeah.
So our final scores are John 0, Elizabeth 0, and Mike $2,600.
Congratulations, Mike. Woo! I'm just pleased I was in the positive territory to even be able to play Final Jeopardy. So that makes me happy.
We made you leave the room.
We would have made you put up like some kind of veil. Like how they put the light out for everyone's negative territory.
And they moved the other person over.
It would have been very sad for me.
Wow.
I don't even think they used to not move the other person over. Uh-oh. They used to
just make them watch.
Like, in the middle, they would just have the light off and that person would be standing there listening and watching to everyone do Final Jeopardy while they are just
sad.
Embarrassed.
Oh my God.
And honestly, I am just glad everyone got a chance to see how often I use my hands and arms when I speak.
It's a lot of gesticulations.
Yeah.
I was just doing this the whole time.
I was afraid of doing it, so I had my hands in my pockets, and I remembered we were using
Yeah, we got to raise your hands.
So, yeah, it was a brilliant strategy by me.
I'm never afraid. Never afraid, Mike. Just be yourself.
And there was that brief period during Double Jeopardy where everybody had pretty much the same score. So
yeah, we were ships passing in the night there for a little bit.
Despite the holes we crawled into in the first round, everybody made that pretty close. So
that win probability was exciting there for a second.
Well, that last 1,000 from you, Mike, really, I think, put you in a solid position there.
Thank you, Andy Musser. As always, thank you, Andy Musser.
As always. Pour one out for a legend. Well, folks, that'll do it for our first episode of Phillies Jeopardy. We'll see how this goes in the future, but we do have a champion, and his name is Mike Robertson. And yes, folks, he does have a human face. Thanks for taking part. Thanks for listening. And we will talk to you next time on Phillies Jeopardy.